been a rough experience in here, but you know, I can't wait to get back out. You know, same guy, I'm out this week. I like to go see my daughters. You know, this is 15 months. I can't give back to them at all. Didn't realise what I lost until it was gone. And you know, like most young fellas, you know, we all walk around like we're march old men, but simply try to keep your head up and do the best you can to get through the hard times with, you know, all the brothers in here. And yeah, first time in here inside. My father wasn't happy.
Yeah, was it pretty frightening when you first walked in 15 months ago?
Yeah, I can say, yeah, I didn't know what to expect. Heard a lot of stories. My old man used to tell me all the stories about how he tried to get through his times, and obviously, you know, it's not what it was like back then. It made me more smarter and more aware of everything around me. I hope that, you know, especially all our younger mob don't end up in prison, because it's not a good place. When I first came in, I went to Port Phillip, and I was actually in the slot there for about 6 days. And
can you explain the slot to listeners? I don't think they understand how isolated that is.
No TV, no books, no pencils, no nothing. And
daylight? Do you get any daylight?
You'd be lucky enough to get a little bit.
Yeah.
Crap meals that are just probably better off eating out the pound or something.
Yeah.
Because it's just ridiculous. The slot I was in, it was just beds on the floor, like thin blankets, big glass door in front of you, nice big stage, steel cage looking door, and a rusty shower. You know, I just mainly think about family and the better times I had out there than, you know, staring at one piece of grass will make me and remind me of home. It's hard to get a glimpse of a grass or bush or whatnot, but yeah. You know, you just always see people in green just walking past the window staring at you, and it's like, yeah, just move for a little while and let me just stare at the grass and the gravel. So it's, you know, really ridiculous. I've been asked to take a course to become a motivational speaker on the outside for younger generations on the outside, and I'm going to take that and grab that as an opportunity to help change my life, my kids' life, and the outside generation, not to come in and, you know, do what all of us are doing now. I'd like to try to help more of our mob stay out of prison. And I followed my father's footsteps for so long to the point where I was just like, well, it's time for me to leave, get off his path and make my own trail behind me, which I want my girls to follow me to a certain point and do the same thing. And hopefully, you know, because I got three girls, they can at least, you know, help the same way I want to help not just Indigenous kids, but also younger kids that are stuck in their own disbelief and not really realising that, you know, the mistakes they are doing now to affect not just them but their family members as well. A lot of boys helped me realise my mistakes, and yeah, I've learned from all my mistakes, and hopefully first time and last time in.